how much I appreciate the opportunity to be your pastor. I feel the love and the prayers when you get up here and I get behind this book board and it feels like I'm very inadequate. But then on the same hand, I know God's people's praying for me and Lord will help me again. So I want you to know how much I appreciate your support and your prayers and how much I desperately need it this morning. I want to encourage you this morning, if you're lost, I'd encourage you to seek the Lord. I want you to be saved. Also this morning, I'd encourage you sometimes as God's people, we need to find our way back to the altar as well. We need to be willing to make an altar in our heart. Get down to business with God. And make sure that we're putting Him first and foremost in our life. Every day. Not just on Sunday. Not just on Wednesday. But every day. And if we want lost people to seek God, we as God's people must be willing to seek God. They look to us. We set an example to them. And I want you to know that Moses went to him and spoke to him as a friend. And this morning, I believe in all of my heart, that's how we speak to him as a friend. This morning, I want to encourage you to be willing to do that. Our message this morning will come from Hosea. I'll give you time to turn over there in your book. And we're going to take a reading from the 10th chapter of Hosea this morning. And pray for us for a little while. When we look at the book of Hosea, that the time period that it was written in, different parts as far as the northern kingdom and the time period of Jeroboam and even there in the time of Judea, and we can read about in different time periods, but Hezekiah's time period and different things as far as they were a king kings in those times. But no doubt, and really, the whole subject matter has to do with the idolatry that Israel was facing at that time. They were building other gods and worshiping other things as far as calves and different things of those time periods. They weren't putting God first and foremost in every aspect. They were turning to other things. And this morning, I want to take for a reading lesson here in the 10th chapter. And our reading lesson this morning will be somewhat short, but do pray for us. I want to look over here, and I'm going to kind of take a little bit of parts here. In the first verse, and it says, "And Israel is an empty vine. He bringeth forth fruit unto himself according to the multitude of his fruit. He hath increased the altars according to the goodness of his land. They have made godly images. Their heart is divided, now shall they be found faulty. He shall break down their altars, and he shall spoil their images. For now they shall say, we have no king, because we feared not the Lord. What then should a king do to us? And then having spoken words, swearing falsely, and making a covenant, thus the judgment springeth up as hemlock in the furrows of the field." I want to stop there for a moment and go over here to the 12th verse. And some of you are familiar with this morning, but in the 12th verse it reads, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you. You have plowed wickedness, you have reaped iniquity, you have eaten the fruit of the flies, because thou didst trust in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men." And I want to, for a thought, I want to look here in the 12th verse, and he says, "Break up your fallow ground." And I need the Lord's help this morning. If you would, pray for us for a short time. When I think about these scriptures, and the Lord give us this thought, last weekend, and we began to meditate on it this week, and I want to talk to you just a little bit this morning about fallow ground. And I want to talk to you in a sense of what it is in relation to farming. And really, the Lord just gave us this thought last week, and I want to take my time with it, if the Lord will be our help. Fallow ground is ground that's not been what you'd say plowed or tilled in some time. It is, as ground was mentioned over there in the fourth verse, but it says that the judgment springeth up as hemlock in the furrows of the field. Those plowed furrows would have hemlock, which would be a poisonous weed, that would come up. And as I began to think about this fallow ground, the Lord really began to work on me. As you see, I've told y'all before, I enjoy farming. I love to farm about as much as I do anything. I don't run no great big operation, but I do fooling with cows, and I enjoy fooling with hay, and that's just something I enjoy fooling with. But I want you to know that it takes work. It takes effort. And last week, as we went through the winter, and I wintered my cows back in a back pound back there, it had gotten in pretty rough shape. I was laid up and with two hurt wrists, y'all know, and y'all prayed for me, and I appreciate that, but my fences had gotten out of order. And the ground back there had gotten in pretty bad shape, and I spent all day back there trying to get things cleaned up. And when I come in the house, Jessica said, "Well, did you get done?" And I said, "No, I still got a lot more to go." Here a while back, I had a preacher come to the house, and he pulled up in the driveway. And he said, "Boy, you've got a nice place here." And I said, "Well, I appreciate it, but it's just rough country. It's just a rough old farm." Me and Jessica was looking to buy a farm over there in Allen County. We had looked at land and looked at houses and for a long time. Had gotten restless. And we started just asking the Lord, "Lord, you show us where we need to go." And the evening that we were headed over that way, we began to round a curve. And she looked over at me and she said, "Daddy, this is the place." And I said, "Honey, we ain't ever even seen. I don't know what the farm looks like. We've never even been inside the house." And she said, "This is the place." We walked in and she fell in love with it. And I walked around that old farm and it was rough. There was cedar trees growed up everywhere. The biggest, awfulest thicket you've ever seen in your life. The fence was tore down. It was a mess. But there wasn't a doubt in my mind that God had placed us there. He had opened up that opportunity for me. That old farm was full of rock. Everywhere you'd go, it just wouldn't even count really to do nothing with an exception of just running cows on. Most people would look at it and say, "Why in the world would anybody want a farm like this?" And boys, I was out there last weekend and got out there and got to working up that ground and really got to work on trying to get things straightened up. The Lord just really brought all that back to me. Why would you want a place like this? And then I began to think about myself. See, that farm up there, it wouldn't always, even though it's still not in the best of shape that it needs to be, and it's still got a lot of work to go. It's come a long way since when I first purchased that piece of property. It's come a long way. I've put many hours of sweat and toil and tears into that property. A lot of blood and sweat, as they say. It's come a long way over the years. And even the man who owned it before me, he put in a lot of work through the years trying to get it to where it is today. And boy, I began to think about myself, see. We think about who would buy that old farm, who would want that old place over there. Well, then I began to think about me and who would want somebody like me? Who would want to purchase somebody like me? Why would Jesus Christ want to die for somebody like me? When I think about that old farm over there, it ain't no count for most people. Most people drive by it, they don't think nothing about it. And that's the way it is with me. Most people would look upon me and say, that preacher ain't no count. He ain't no good, there ain't nothing good about him. But thanks be unto God, one night as a little boy, Jesus said there's something valuable about him. And I want you to know that he purchased me with his own blood. And not only me, but he purchased each and every lost soul that's ever been saved. I want you to know that that old farm, she's still got a lot of work to go. It's still got a lot of things that needs to be done to it. But even in all the idolatry that Hosea was proclaiming here to the northern and the southern kingdom, and the position that they had gotten in, and as far as the idolatry and worship and false gods, and even in the time period that we've been studying about Hezekiah and how his father Ahaz had erected altars and things and burnt incense there that was unpleasing to God, and all of these things that he had done. Hosea says, if you sow to yourselves in righteousness and reap in mercy and break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. He says, even through all of these things that you've done, through all of this that has taken place, if you would just sow to yourselves in righteousness and reap in mercy and get busy breaking up your fallow ground. What is he talking about? He's talking about breaking up the fallow ground of your heart this morning. He's talking about getting down to a place where he restores unto us the joy of our salvation when we examine ourselves this morning. I've heard people say here lately, preacher, I'm ready for revival. I want revival. I've been talking about what's taking place over there at Hilltop this week. And bless your heart, this morning I want you to know that God can come through this place and bless this church just as he did that church over there. God can do that. But this morning I want you to know that you have to be willing to sow to yourselves in righteousness. And I mean that we look to God each and every morning. That we are a body this morning of one accord. That when we come into this place that we exalt Christ in every aspect of everything. And you say, preacher, we've heard you say this time and time again. Folks, I want to get it right this morning. I want you to know what it is I'm talking about. I mean business when we come into this place. I'm not here this morning just to merely go through the motions. But I truly want to come into his house and worship him. I mean that when we leave, I'm not talking about putting on a show for somebody, but I'm talking about God's Spirit coming and abounding in this place. I'm talking about we've had a time here a while back when we had a Bible study talking about sitting at the feet of Jesus. How long has it been since we of God's people have come and sit at the feet of Jesus? He said, sow to yourselves in righteousness and reap in mercy. He said, break up your fallow ground. When I thought about that old ground over there that I was working on, I want you to know it took time. It wasn't something that just happened overnight. I want you to know that just as that old ground goes, there's a lot of times as God's people we become hardened, we become cold, we become indifferent, we get subjected to the things of the world, and then it's hard for us to come into his house and truly worship him. I wish y'all could have seen that old piece of property. I'm not bragging on me. I told y'all here a while back, me and Braxton spent many a days picking up rocks. Me and him's back to picking up rocks again. Trying our very best to make it where it's manageable. If I was to let that old farm go very long, it wouldn't take very long for it to start growing up again. Briars come up. thistles come up, broom sage comes up. Before we know it, everything that we've worked for has become desolate. But he said, break up your fallow ground, grab a hold of the plow, and turn it into something that God can use. How long is it has you been since you felt the presence of God that's dwelt inside your heart? How long has it been this morning? How long has it been since you climbed out of bed on a Sunday morning and you just said, thank you, God? How long has it been since you come to the house of God and you truly just felt His presence and you said, I don't want to leave this morning. I don't want the service to end. How long has it been? And then we want revival to come. Listen, when God says it's time for revival, I want revival. But honey, we got to desire revival. We got to want revival. Revival starts with the church. We want to see lost people saved, but it starts with the church being revived. I want you to know this morning that when God saved me as a little boy, that it wasn't just one thing, wham, bam, and it was done. I remember what it felt like. I had people ask me, and I wouldn't confuse a soul for the world this morning, but what was it like when the Lord saved your soul? Boy, I felt peace. But I'll tell you this too, when I come up off of that altar, I don't know, maybe the lights did seem a little brighter to me. I don't know, I wouldn't confuse nobody, but I'll tell you what, it sure felt good. And there's times that I want to get back to that feeling. I want to remember what that feeling felt like. I want to get back to that place. I desire a closeness with God. I need that in my life. When I come to His house and I get to be around y'all, I get to be my true self. I don't have to worry about the world no more. I get to come in here and not have fear of judgment or fear of favor of man, but I get to come in here and just worship and praise Him. There's times I want to get back to that feeling. I want to feel Him again. There's folks drive by that old farm and say, boy, it ain't no count. I'm sure that there's enough folks out there that even say, that old cold boy, he ain't no count. But I want you to know something this morning, that just as I've been working and toiling on that old farm, that God's been working and toiling on me. He's not done with me yet. He's still building on me. He's still shaping me, and He's still molding me into something that He can use. He's not finished with me yet. I'm not a completed masterpiece yet. If one day, boy, I hope I will be. These deacons that we talked about, He's completed them. They're finished. They've got to enter into their reward. But see, He's not done with me. He's still working on me. He says, break up your fallow ground. How is it this morning that we get busy breaking up our fallow ground? Listen, that old ground, I told you, it laid dormant. It had laid cold all winter. I can't just imagine going out there trying to spread seed on it. It wouldn't do nothing. But I had to get out there and begin to clear off all that old nastiness and get the disc out and begin to work the ground down and get everything right just so I could get out and let the rain come and get out and spread a little seed on that place out there. And when the ground is just right, and when the sun comes out, y'all get where I'm going with this, when the ground is just right, and then the sun comes out. I'm not talking about S-U-N, son. I'm talking about the S-O-N, son. When He comes out and He shines bright on that ground that's been worked up, And then we get busy sowing the seed. Then God will come and He'll rain righteousness. We talk about wanting the windows of heaven open. We've got to break up our fallow ground. We've got to break it up. We've got to be willing to break up the fallow ground. God is wanting to break it up. He's wanting to have a revival in this place. He's wanting it to spread beyond these four walls. He's wanting revival to break out in this country. But folks, we've got to be willing to break up the fallow ground. How long is it this morning since you felt it? I'm talking about really felt it. You want to feel Him again? You want to feel His presence again? You've got to seek Him out. Listen to what He says. He said, break it up, for it is time to seek the Lord. Folks, it's time for us as God's people. Sister Becky talked about a changing world, everything that's coming about in a day and time that we live in, and even being a parent of small children, it concerns me. But my friend, if we want change to happen, if we want God to intervene, if we want America to change, then we've got to seek God. We want revival. We've got to seek God. Through all of these things that had happened, through these kings, and even Hezekiah being a good king, he foretold of destruction that would come. But he said, if you would just seek me, listen, church. I know that destruction is coming one day after a while. My Bible tells me about it. I'm confident in what God has said in His Word that one day after a while that there will come an end to this place. I don't know when that'll be. I hope and I pray that God continues to show mercy. But if He says tomorrow morning that it's time to go get your children, then I'm pleased in that matter. But I know what we've got today, we've got right now, and we've got this moment that we're able to worship Him and praise Him, and lost people can be saved. He said, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. I don't know how much y'all know about farming. A lot of y'all probably know more about it than me. One of my most favorite things when I was growing up about raising tobacco was plowing tobacco, plowing the field. One of my most favorite things about it. I love springtime. I loved it. Get out there and get the tractor ready. Get out and sink that plow up. Granddaddy fixing the points on the old plow, getting it ready to hit the ground and plowing that field out there. One of my most favorite times, you could smell the newness of the earth as it was turned up. Just remember those smells. Those things have stuck with me. There are times that when God has got involved, that He has turned up the newness that's in our heart. He's restored unto us that joy once again. And it becomes a sweet fragrance to us, and we remember those things. They stick with us. God wants to send revival. God wants to save our lost. But more than what He wants out of all of that is He wants us to be willing and to be submissive to His will. He wants us to exalt Him and come in and praise Him. Listen to me this morning. He said, till He come and rain righteousness upon you. He didn't say, just get out and break up your fallow ground a little bit and then seek Him for a little while. But He said, you keep plowing all day long. You keep breaking up that hard pan. You keep at it until He comes and rains righteousness upon you. Church, I'm going to tell you something. We tell lost sinners, how many times do we tell them, keep seeking him, you'll find him. Keep seeking him. Keep seeking him till you find him. You stay there until you get saved. Keep trusting in him. Keep doing this. Church, I'm going to tell you, it's time that me and you, we take that advice ourselves. We need to stay down and keep seeking him until we find him. Yeah, we found him in here. We've been saved. But I'm talking about until he comes and he rains righteousness upon us. He's the one that's able to open the windows of heaven. He's the one that's able to pour out a blessing. Listen to what he says. He says, ye have plowed wickedness and reaped iniquity. You have eaten fruit of the flies because didst thou trust in thy way and the multitude of thy mighty men. He said, you've trusted in your way. You've tried it your way. He said, why don't you try it my way? You've come in and you've done it your way. Now it's time to try it my way. You know what works the best? When we come into God's house and we just let God have free course. Lord, I don't have no necessary plan this morning, but I want to come in and I want you to just take us and use us. Here I am, God. You may say this morning, preacher, I'm no count. I can't sing. I don't have any talents. I want you to know this morning, I don't think I can preach. But there's times that God helps us to preach. I realize this morning not all of us can play the piano. But when we come into God's house, you say, Lord, it's time for me to break up this fallow ground. Listen, it's become layered over through the week. That's what happens. That old ground becomes hard and it becomes unmanageable. It becomes docile, if you will. It won't grow nothing. It won't produce anything. But honey, when God sinks his plow down in you and he turns that fallow ground, he can grow something then. He can use it. He can use it. We try things a lot of times our way. Our way. Listen to me this morning, church. You know whose way is going to work? God's way. God's way is going to work. We come into his house to worship him and to praise him. I know this morning, this message may seem a little different. But folks, it's time as God's people that these layers that have encrusted upon our heart. I know, I'm telling you, there's things that get in there that we don't even think standing in our way. There's things that encrust our heart through the years that a lot of times we don't even remember. And then when it comes time for us to get down to a place where we truly need to seek out God, there's something standing in our way because we just can't get back to that place anymore. We can't seem to get down to that place that we need to, that we can truly exalt him. Listen, there may be jealousy that's encrusted on our heart. There may be some kind of sin from the world that's encrusted on our heart. There may be some kind of judgment against some other that we ought not have there that's encrusted on our heart. Maybe we've got idols that we're placing before God. Listen, all of these things just continue to keep adding layers and layers and layers and layers. And then one day we're sitting in God's house and we just say, God, I just want to feel you again. Maybe y'all have never been there. I've been there in my life. I've been sitting in a service and watching the church just come alive. And there I am, I can't feel nothing. I'm just as cold as I can be. There's lost at seeking God, and I can't even pray for them because I ain't got my heart where it needs to be. And then finally I have to get down to a place and say, God, I just want to feel you again. Lord, whatever it is that's standing in my way, whatever it is that's preventing me, God, from serving you, would you help me remove it? Would you help me get it out of my way? I just want to feel your presence one more time. See, I've got a need to feel God's Spirit. It's like energy. It's just a boost of energy for me. It's like something I need. It's something I want. I desire it. I've got to feel His presence in my life. Because without God, I wouldn't know which way to go. I would wander around trying to aimlessly find my own way. I don't know how people go throughout this life without knowing Him. But there's times down in my life, I've told y'all that down at that old farm, I'm going to tell you, you want to feel His presence again. It ain't just going to up and poof and appear one day and there it is. You've got to seek Him. You want to find Him? You want to feel Him? You want to get back to that place, what it was when you was once saved? You want to experience what it felt like? I'm not saying that God will save you again, but honey, I believe there's times that we can get real close to feeling what we felt. I'm telling you, I've been there a few times. You want to get back to that place? You've got to seek Him. We've got to get back, and I'm talking about me this morning, to a place that we pray to seek out God's direction. Listen to me this morning. Church, you want to have revival? You start asking God to send us a revival. You want to have somebody get saved on a Sunday morning? You start asking God to save somebody on a Sunday morning. I'm not talking about when we merely walk in the building and then we're in here already and it's time for service to start. But I'm talking about through the week. I'm talking about seeking out God through the week. Lord, I know that I'm just a useless, no good for nothing piece of ground. I see myself about like I do that old farm over there. I'm no count. But God seen something in here that He loved, that He gave His life for, that He bled for. And He said, I believe I can do something with that. I believe I can use that old piece of ground. And He began to plow in my heart. And He still does. God's Word sows a little seed. If we want to reap, church, we're going to have to sow. But I promise you, it ain't going to. We can sow all the seed we want to see. We can get out here. You see all the time, people get out here and they'll sow and broadcast seed all day long and it don't do nothing. They just wonder why my seed's not doing nothing. Well, they ain't got out and got their ground right. When we plow our ground and we sow our seed, and the sun comes out and God rains righteousness, then He'll give the increase. He'll give the increase. Sometimes, all the time, you really want that ground to really perk up. You throw a little fertilizer to it. That fertilizer I think of as the Holy Spirit. Boy, it comes in and really gets things going. We need the Holy Spirit. This morning, that's my message. I hope that it's a help to you. Church, I want us to be willing. And I know you are. But this morning, I feel in my heart, we had an altar prayer here a while back. I want us to come in collectively as a church and have altar prayer this morning. And I want this church to pray for God's direction in this church, whatever it is. There's a lot of things that I've got ideas about this morning. But if God ain't in it, I don't want to do it. There's a lot of things that I think, boy, that'd be a good idea to try. If God ain't in it, I don't want to do it. I want to do just exactly what God wants us to do. I'm just an under-shepherd here. I don't know what direction it is to what we need to go, but I'll tell you who does. He does. He knows exactly what we need. So this morning, I want to come in here and have an altar prayer. All that can and will, let's seek out God. Listen to me this morning. If you hadn't felt Him in a while and you want to feel Him, ask God. Ask Him. David had to ask, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Listen, there's several times I've had to ask Him too. What about you this morning? Church, that's all that can and will. Let's come in this altar.
Father, we don't know why, dear God, Father.